fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the 8th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do. Monday through Friday at Republic Broadcasting, begin our day with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day, most people I know like to save money. I save money on my motor vehicles and help my performance by using AMSOIL products. For every 7 oil changes you do, I do 1. Every 25,000 miles. Who do you think is saving money? Of course I am. Plus, I get better performance, better fuel economy. My older town car now has more than 400,000 miles on it. Thank you, AMSOIL, very much. So check out the AMSOIL products at my website at thelibertyman.com. Got what I consider breaking news. I just ran across it in the last 15 minutes. I had Todd Callender on my show here. He's the attorney representing hundreds of people regarding the COVID clot shot. Bright man, solid guy, knows his stuff. I'll be getting in touch with Todd here, I hope, before the day's over. I watched a short, less than 2-minute video. It will be on my website, where Todd says the following. Here's what he says. That sometime in October, which is next month, October is only 3 weeks away, the government will activate the Marburg virus that's already in the vaccinated people. Once it's activated, and here's how they're going to do it. There's going to be 3 1-minute 5G pulses. 3 1-minute 5G pulses. Now, Marburg, thank goodness, is not really contagious at all, on one hand. On the other, first of all, it is a biological weapon developed and first released in Marburg, Germany. It has a 2-day to 21-day, I believe. I don't have that numbers in front of me. Incubation period. And, drum roll please, a 23 to 90% fatality rate. This will be a kill-off of biblical proportions, if it happens. If it wasn't Todd Callender saying this, I wouldn't be repeating this publicly. Since I know Todd personally, since I've had him on my show, I know him, I know his work, I trust the man to know what the hell he's talking about. That's why I'm rebroadcasting this information. So we've only got 3 weeks until October, and about 7 weeks until the end of October. And we now have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the emergency survival communications, ham radio, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, you missed my introduction. It's breaking news. It's not mainstream breaking news, and it can't and won't be. But this concerns a gentleman I know. I've had him on my show last spring. It was around April or May. Todd Callender. He's the attorney representing hundreds of men and women, mostly military veterans, but not exclusively, who have had issues regarding the COVID clot shot and their refusal to get it and related items. I've had Todd on my show this past spring. I know him. I trust him. He's a very smart, solid guy, not given to flights of fancy. Tom, he did a less than 2-minute video, and I'll be talking to Todd, I hope, before the day's over. I don't know his schedule. He said the following, that next month, October, which is only 3 weeks away, the government's going to activate the Marburg virus that's in the vaccinated people. They'll do that with the 5G towers, transmitting 3 1-minute pulses that will activate the Marburg virus, which has a 2-day to 21-day incubation period and a kill ratio of 23 to 90% of the people that get it die. This will be an event of biblical proportions if it happens, won't it, Tom?
That's really something.
Well, it's really something. You're being very reserved in your response. If I didn't know Tom personally and trust him, I wouldn't be repeating this. You know, there's all kinds of wild stuff on the internet. I mean, completely wild, off the charts, crazy stuff. But when this comes from a man I know and I've talked to personally and I've had on my show, that I know and trust him, I trust his work, I trust who he is. That's why I'm repeating this information on my show. I hope to be talking to Todd today. It's become a high priority for me to be in touch with him and hopefully get him back on this show one day next week. If it happens, this will change our country for decades into the future, won't it, Tom?
It certainly will. What I want to know is the this pulse or whatever that's sent out. Everybody's screaming and yelling about 5G towers. I want to know exactly what the problem is. 5G is the fifth generation cell phones, but it can't be specifically a frequency that they broadcast it on. It would have to be something else that goes with it, because they use multiple frequency bands for 5G, from what I've read up on. I'd have to see the specification. John, I can read the specifications on RF system and understand exactly
what's going on.
But when I hear all the stuff on everybody, well, I saw it on Facebook, you know,
the Facebook and the YouTube, it's just crazy. I'll give you my analysis as an investigator. And first of all, there are people who are more sensitive to these transmissions than others, and that's kind of a side issue. But my belief is the equipment has a built-in capability to transmit frequencies that are held in reserve and not used except for a specific mission. They're not used for normal telephone, telecommunications, transmissions at all. It's a specific frequency or frequencies, plural, that are being held back for this specific purpose, which is to activate the Marburg virus that's inside the vaccinated people. That's, you know, that's my non-technical analysis as an investigator of what these machines are capable of, Tom. And people do get carried away with flights of fancy when it comes to technology they don't understand, don't they, Tom?
Well, they do, because I remember, here's a quick example. There was a person that went on and on about how they would broadcast these frequencies off microwave towers. They broadcast microwave frequencies that would harm and cause all kinds of physical damage in people. And they would broadcast off these towers, and those signals would go out hundreds of miles. And that's the natural horizon is around 32 miles. Now, the height of the tower increases at some, but it would just shoot straight out. Microwave transmissions are a straight shot.
And it's line of sight. Well,
that's right.
After my divorce in late 70s, I worked for a year on building the foundations for AT&T microwave towers down in Arkansas, northeast Arkansas. Because of the curvature of the Earth, and if you think the Earth is flat, I'm sorry, but because of the curvature of the Earth, they had to build these towers about every 15 to 20 miles because of the curvature of the Earth. And These microwave signals are like a rifle shot. They go straight out, and that's why they had to build these things every 15 to 20 miles to deal with the curvature of the Earth. And they tried to save expense. They built these things as tall as they could within reasonable limitations, typically 100 to 120 feet, to be able to reach out a bit further before the curvature of the Earth cut them off. So people don't understand technology. They're fearful of it. They're scared of it. People tend to be fearful of things they don't understand, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. Let me give you another example of how the signal goes straight. Not too far from me, there was a company that had a pretty tall tower. I don't know, maybe 200 feet or something like that. And they had and this was a VHF system, but they had a VHF extremely high gain antenna, multiple elements on this antenna. Well, that compressed that radiation pattern and squished it down and sent it out so straight and so far. And that's what they call the effective radiated power. It's not the actual power level, but it has the same effect as that much radiated power. So they had an incredible effective radiated power, but it was shooting straight out, and this is not microwave. The 150 megahertz two-way radio band will easily curve a little bit and give you better coverage than microwave ever would. But to illustrate this, they could not communicate with some of the areas they wanted to because the gain of that antenna was so incredible. So what they did, they kept the gain, but they went up and they used a pipe bender, and they actually bent the mast that the antenna was on. They bent it a few degrees.
Really?
To push that antenna down to concentrate the signal right into the area that they wanted to get to, and then it worked perfectly. Now they gave up some areas that were farther east from where they wanted to go, and people would see that antenna, and I had numerous ham buddies tell me, did you ever see that one tower? Can't believe those people never went up there. That thing got bent in a bad storm, and they never went up there and corrected that. I said, no, they did that on purpose. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I bought the entire fleet of radios when that company shut down. And I was talking to the president of the company, and I told him, I asked him about the tower and everything, and He said, no, they're going to scrap that, because I kind of wanted to buy the tower. But they already had a contract to scrap it, and it was going. And I said, I bet you heard from a lot of people over the years about the bent antenna up there. He goes, oh, yeah. I said, no, that was done on purpose because you needed to concentrate that signal into the St. Louis region. He goes, how'd you know that? Did you know the guys that did? I said, no, but I've seen it done before. That's how they do it. And if you look at these cell phone towers, now they're on microwave frequencies, a lot of them. Look at the antennas and look at how, not in every case, depends on the height, they call it the HAAT, height above average terrain. They will take those antenna bays, and sometimes they look like a flat panel, but they're not just sitting up there vertical. They'll actually tilt them down a little bit to concentrate that signal and increase the effective radiated power into the area of interest. So there's all kinds of games and tricks you play with this, but that's what you have to do. So that explains that a signal can't go hundreds of miles off of one of these microwave towers or a typical VHF or UHF communications tower. They won't do it.
Okay, well, let's help people out here. If, and right now, it's a massive if 5G activates Marburg next month, which is 3 weeks away. People are going to be scrambling to get as much done as they can between now and then. I've got in front of me here one of my favorite radios for receiving and listening. I'm going to give the make and model several times and all the features it has. It only costs $80 from Amazon delivered, by the way. The manufacturer is Kato. That's Kilo, Alpha, India, Tango, Oscar. I say again, Kato. That's Kilo, Alpha, India, Tango. The model is the Voyager Pro KA. That's Kilo, Alpha, 600. It's a small radio. It's maybe 10 inches wide, 2 inches thick, and maybe 5 inches tall. You can power it up in a number of ways. It has internal batteries. You can turn a crank and charge up the batteries with the crank. It has a solar panel that you can flip up and charge it with solar panel. It has a way to plug into your wall with a transformer that can plug it into regular AC outlet. It has batteries that you can put in or take out as you need to, that's separate from the internal batteries that are in there all the time and can't be replaced. It has AM reception, FM reception, long wave, short wave, NOAA weather emergency, and with alert. And it has a built-in flashlight, a reading lamp, a smartphone charger. Now, this is a really, it's well made. You pick this up, Tom, you know you're not holding a toy. You know you're holding a serious piece of what I regard as professional grade equipment. And if you need one, you need two. As well, as good as this is, things happen. Maybe you accidentally run over with your pickup truck. Always have something this important. It's good to have a second one, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it is, and I do that with my test equipment and some tools and some machinery. But you always want to have backups,
keep it in a Faraday bag or a Faraday box, whatever it is, to protect from EMP, and you're good to go. Now, if you want to move on, we don't know how much time we've got. Maybe we got 8 weeks. Maybe we have 8 years. I don't know. But in the meantime, and I had a private consultation with a lovely lady in California a couple of days ago, and one of the recommendations I made was for her to get her ham radio license. Now, if you want to really be able to communicate and talk and understand what's going on, check out the ARRL.org website. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. We'll be back after this break.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home. A social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. We just happen to have the guy who manufactures the Energy Cleaner with us, Mr. Tom Berryhill. I'm picking up a fresh batch delivery of Energy Cleaners today, about noon or so, shipping them out all over the country. And no international shipments this time, but I've shipped dozens to Australia, dozens to Canada, and the United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, France, parts of South America. One went to Japan. Haven't shipped any to the Antarctic yet. We like to joke about whether the 3,000 men and women at McMurdo Station counting penguins and taking ice core samples, because we all know it takes 3,000 men and women to take ice core samples and count penguins. We don't know if any down there or not, do we, Tom?
One.
Say again?
I'm sure there's at least one down there, John, in the crowd. You never know, but
you never
could
know.
Be.
You never know. Well, before we get back to our discussion, if you're tired of being tired, what in the world are you waiting for? The arthritis pain stopping you from doing what you like to do, whatever it might be, walk in the park, go dancing with your honey, ride a bicycle, go hunting, go fishing. Check out the Energy Cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. As of today, I'll have everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Talking on the radio is sometimes a very important, sometimes a matter of life and death. Obviously, it could be. Being able to hear what's going on around the world is something that will help people understand what's going on, why it's going on, what's coming their way, which is why I emphasize this Voyager radio so much. You don't need a license, obviously, to listen to anything. And as I frequently mention, I know I went through this in the firsthand, living through the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Lacking information, your mind goes to the worst possible scenario really quick. Most parents experience this, and at least not so much in the modern age when everybody's got a cell phone. But in the days before cell phones, parents of teenagers would experience this when that child was an hour or two late getting home from whatever event they were in. So this is your heads up, ladies. I don't sell radios, by the way. If you want a radio, go to Amazon or some other retailer and get, at least as a starting point, the Kato Voyager Pro KA600. Now, just before the break, I was mentioning our favorite website for Tom and I. We recommend pretty much every week. We have new listeners every week, of course, also. The ARRL.org website. The American Radio Relay League. For just getting started with ham radio, this is the best place to get the most information the quickest, isn't it, Tom?
It is. That is the perfect starting point to get going with this. And you can learn starting at the basic level. Anybody can do it. It's the entry requirements have been really relaxed in the recent years, so it's easier than ever before to get into this. So start the American Radio Relay League, ARRL.org. And then there's a lot of online simulated tests. You can take those tests, and when you start getting a passing score, you're ready to take the actual test. And all of this is volunteer examiners now, and it's usually a ham radio club that will put a panel of examiners in a room, and that's where you go, and it might be people you already know, so it's a very relaxed atmosphere. Not hard to do, and anybody can do it in less than a month. They just give themselves a couple hours an evening, two or three times a week. Just spend a little bit of time with it to get familiar with the testing questions, and you're ready to go.
That's it. That's it. Well, we repeat ourselves every week because we have new listeners every week. That's just the nature of radio. Some of the features you'll find at the ARRL.org website. First, and one of the bigger ones, is a locator service. You put your zip code in this locator service, and you can locate the nearest ham radio club or clubs, plural, to where you might live. Now, getting affiliated with a ham radio club will dramatically steepen that learning curve. Won't it, Tom?
Yes, that's very true.
Very true. You'll find men and women who are very helpful, men and women who want to help you get your ham radio license, get the knowledge you need. And another feature of the ham radio clubs is frequently you'll find that high-quality used equipment is bought and sold, traded back and forth within the confines of the club. The public has no knowledge of it, do they, Tom?
No, that's very true, and that goes on all the time. Sounds like we're going to a break.
Okay, here's our break. Right.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. You heard me earlier in the show talking about Todd Callender, the attorney I know, the attorney I had on my show last March, discussing the 5G act being used next month, October 2023, to activate the Marburg virus in the people who got the vaccination. That less than 2-minute video should be on my website, assuming my webmaster is not out of town, before 5 p.m. today, local time. This is incredibly important, and of course, at the same COVID panel, you'll find more than 200 articles and videos giving you the education you need to understand the worst crime in recorded human history. We have things at my website that will help you achieve your goal. Do you want to stay warm and cozy this coming winter and save money? Well, of course you do. That's where the Liberated Rocket Heater comes in, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. You want to preserve your own food and save money? Harvest-Right freeze-dried equipment, commercial-quality freeze-dried equipment, right there at my website. And, of course, the energy cleaner I talk about a lot is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box up your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. I take it to the Little Country Post Office, which is now a completely beautiful remodeled country restaurant, just opened this past weekend. And I ship it out priority mail all over the planet. So If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If your arthritis pain or other pain is slowing you down, preventing you from doing what you want to do, check out the Energy Cleaner. And yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. All the details about the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads, and how to order it are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, he is the expert, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to radio frequency technology, ham radio, electronics in general. A man who used to work for the dark side, manufacturing weapons of mass destruction, the high-performance jet fighters that the U.S. Air Force uses. But now he's come over to the light side in manufacturing equipment that will help people heal, help people be healthy, aren't you, Tom?
I guess you could say that, John. You know, I never went looking for that type of work. One day, the phone, I was told somebody called and needed some information. I got on the phone with this guy, and he wanted to know if we could make multi-layer printed circuits. I said, that's what we do. And he started asking me some technical questions. I answered all of those. And then he said, I'm calling from McDonnell Douglas. And that's how that all started. I never went calling on them. They came to me. But then the deeper we got into this thing, I just didn't want to do business with them anymore. And I did, I took a pickup truck load of their fixtures, all of their information, all of their test fixtures that we had to use that were custom made by them for the various parts. Took all that stuff, loaded it all up. I had a running purchase order with them, and I just put the basic purchase order number in every one of the boxes and delivered it at night, personally delivered it. And I remember the guard said, boy, this is a big order. I said, yeah, this is a big order, all right. And, you know, they had to let you into the loading dock area, and I unloaded all those boxes. Enclosed was a piece of paper that said, I'm not doing business with you anymore. I'm done. And I just didn't want to do it anymore, John. And I had no work in progress, and I did that right after they paid the last very past due invoice. And it was fine when it was McDonnell Douglas, but when it became Boeing, it's just like everything fell off the side of a very tall cliff. And it was just useless trying to deal with it anymore. So I gave it up.
I've had blood-related relatives work for McDonnell Douglas. I've known probably 50 men and women, and still a bunch who have and still work for what's now Boeing. And it's become an administrative nightmare where you have these men and women with a master's in business administration, MBAs, that don't have a clue how to build an aircraft that goes faster than speed of sound, making decisions on how to build an aircraft that goes faster than speed of sound. And what a nightmare. But most of my adult life, I haven't applied for jobs. I've been recruited. 50 years ago this month, I was recruited by the state of Missouri to become a homicide detective. I wasn't looking for that work. Judicial Watch attempted to recruit me the summer of 2001 to work for them. John Birch Society attempted to recruit me to work for them. And a mercenary group out of Africa, I was working with them. They were attempting to recruit me the summer of 2001 also. Colonel Dutoit, who had a company, which a subscription service for farmers in South Africa, that when they came under attack by the terrorists, he would dispatch a helicopter full of tough guys with machine guns to save the farmer. And I was really looking at that job really seriously. It would have been quite an assignment. That's been my life, Tom, of being recruited by companies who find out about what I'm capable of one way or the other. And they recruit me. Sometimes I accept the position, sometimes I don't. It's a good position to be in where you don't have to look for a job where the work comes looking for you, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's how it's been for me most of the time. You know, I'll tell you how it really started, though, John, as I was I had a small crew of people, and we were doing some assembly work, and I had a couple of tiny little products that I made, nothing big, but it's just kind of getting it started. And this is 1978, and I had a salesman come in one day, and he was with, I'll never forget him, I won't say his full name, his name was Mike, and he was in sales, super nice guy, and he came in from Aero Electronics, and he gave me his line card and his with all the products that they carried, and said he could give me some samples if we needed to buy semiconductors, passive components, and so on. And then he saw a stack of printed circuits sitting there, and he said, I don't rep anybody that sells printed circuits, but where do you get those? I said, we make them here. And he picked one up. He looked. He says, you make these here? I said, yeah. He said, do you want additional business? I said, well, yeah, I guess. And that's kind of how I morphed everything into that line of work. By 1982, I was doing some pretty sophisticated, for that era, printed circuits. And then by 1986 or so, we were making multi-layer boards up to 12 layers. And and that went real good until China came along and destroyed the entire industry in North America around the year 2000. So that's by that time I had acquired all of my machine shop equipment, everything I ever needed, everything was paid for. I got rid of all the electroplating equipment that had an environmental hazard that was attached to it, so I didn't want any of that stuff anymore. I sold all that. Some of it I gave away, some of it I just decommissioned and destroyed and disposed of the pieces. And have acquired other equipment along the way, a lot of test equipment and things, to make the energy cleaner and the industrial controls and other products that I do. So I acquired all of that stuff and then moved out here to the country 25 years ago. And I left St. Louis, and I don't even care to go back. I do occasionally for few jobs here and there that I have to work on, some field work, and but I like getting out of there before the sun's down. It's a dangerous place at night.
Absolutely. Got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, getting back to ham radio, it's strange language for people just exposed to it. It can be intimidating for people just exposed to it. Once you're around ham radio people, you start hearing the language on a more frequent basis. You start studying for ham license. You find out pretty quick it's really nothing to be intimidated about. We routinely have 8-year-old boys and girls passing a ham radio license test, don't we, Tom?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. And if you... if you go to a ham club to investigate and learn more about this, introduce yourself, but maybe take the kids along. Let them learn about this and see if they're interested. If there's a spark of interest, they'll take to it pretty quickly and soak it up like a sponge. And I always say on your show, John, by the time these young people are in the working world as a young adult, they will have a background in electronics and communications that's second to none, and they'll have no problem getting a very high-paying job in the communications or electronic field, or they can start their own company and do all. It's just a wide-open field. Everything's based on communications and electronics these days. It's just a good way to get started, and it's a great way for young people to learn.
It is. We encourage people every week. We know, because of the emails we get and photographs, we know we've had a lot of success with both men and women have moved forward to get their ham radio license, get their equipment, get the Radio Shack set up, and they mail me photographs of their equipment, their antennas, and so forth. They're just as happy as they can be, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are, and they're moving along. You know, you can start out with just a few hundred dollars of equipment, used equipment, get on the air and get started that way, and then advance as you go, sell off that equipment or set it up as a second station, backup station, whatever you want to do. But you just climb the ladder as you go and learn more about it and increase your knowledge and capabilities as you go. And it's really not that difficult to do, and you don't have to have a huge investment involved here. You can do it with used equipment and build some of it yourself as you learn the ropes and learn how to do these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the time to do it is now. We don't know how much time we've got. Will Marburg be activated in October 3 to 8 weeks from now? We don't know. We simply don't know. But there's no sense procrastinating. Go ahead and move forward. Get your Cato Voyager Pro KA600. Get two of them, or get a second radio for backup. It does a similar job. And start studying. Now, another bonus of the ham radio clubs is 9 out of 10 men and women in ham radio clubs are also preppers, aren't they, Tom?
They are, and you'll find that's usually the case. And you go to the ham club, and you'll find out a lot of these people have solar power systems. Some of them are quite large. John, I met a ham operator. He's a retired orthopedic surgeon. He lives way up in northeast Iowa. Has a large farm there, but he leases out the land to other farmers, and they use the land themselves. But he mainly just has a pretty nice setup there. But he's totally off grid and has a huge solar array. Runs his ham station, has some huge towers, quite a system. And he said many times people have called and said, hey, how are you handling the power outage? And he said, you know, it'll be during the winter, the ice storms will knock out all the power for a week or week and a half, something like that. He said if somebody doesn't tell him, he doesn't even know what happened. So here's a ham operator that's used his expertise to put a system like that together, and there's many others doing the same thing. So I have a real small system. I just use it to run my ham equipment, keep the batteries charged. It's a solar power setup. I can also charge with a small generator. I have a relatively small, it's 3.5 kilowatt diesel generator that I use to charge batteries. I don't like running that thing that much because it's so noisy, but it does work quite well and very, very economical on the fuel consumption. But most of the power I use, you know, the fuel I use for generators is propane, and they're a lot quieter. I have a couple of those, and then I use the solar panels. Now, I can expand that system by adding more batteries and just continually increase the battery bank and in more solar cells. So a lot of times you can set up a small system to keep your radio equipment running, so it's always available, even in an outage. And that same system could run a few other things as well, along with a generator, have a large propane tank. That's kind of what I've done here. Nothing exotic, but it works for me, and it's always ready to go. And it's come in very handy on several occasions where we had some. We don't have a lot of outages around here. The power system is pretty good. But when it does go out in a bad storm, it can be out for several days. The worst we ever had was 5.5 days. And we operated, I had to cut back a little bit. It was in the early spring, so we didn't have to worry about air conditioners being on. But I've even addressed that situation with a second backup generator that runs only the air conditioning system. But it all depends on how much fuel, how many are in the case of a solar system, your battery banks and so on. But you can learn the basics and how to do a lot of this stuff just from getting into ham radio. That's how I've learned all of it, that and experimenting with it, reading books, YouTube. There's some good videos on YouTube on setting these things up. We didn't have all this internet and YouTube back in the day, John, when
That's right.
I first got started. You had to buy a lot of books and make a lot of mistakes, and they were costly at times.
Right, right.
But you learn from your mistakes.
As my regular listeners know, I own a 1969 Triumph sports car, and the knowledge and tools and experience I get from ham radio carry over into working on the electrical parts of this automobile. There's a lot of carryover of these different skills into other areas, aren't there, Tom?
Yeah, there is. There really is. And you can apply these skills in so many different areas. It's just amazing what you can get done and what you can accomplish. So it's a good way to gather these skills, learn the skills, get the equipment all gathered up, and you're all set to go.
Okay, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, right, we're back. Well, Tom, I don't know where this hour went. It just flew by, didn't it, sir?
It did, John, but we get on these interesting subjects, and the time just rolls by.
Absolutely, it does. Well, before we get away, I want to mention, for all you homeschoolers out there, or grandparents of homeschooled children, if you want to advance these children's knowledge of electronics, mathematics, and some simple skills like soldering and so forth, there's kits available from Amazon and other places from $10 on up for youngsters as young as 7, 8 years old, on all the way up to young adults that can build complete functioning radios or computers to teach these skills to youngsters to help them gain knowledge and get an education they would never get otherwise, aren't there, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. That's very true. You can get a book education at the university level and some hands-on, but the ham radio, getting into ham radio really, really teaches you from a ground floor all the way up to the university level and beyond that. So I had a friend who was a professor on electrical engineering, and he told me that some of his best students that came in there were the young people that began tinkering with ham radio equipment, things like that, as a kid. And he said they just had no trouble at all understanding the textbooks and the study material. And he said they excelled in his classes, and many of them became very successful in their working careers because of tinkering and learning via ham radio.
Right, right. Well, I know if I was a college professor teaching computer technology, and I had a new student who I found not only knew computers but built computers, you know, I would give that student special attention and nurturing, wouldn't you, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. And I think these professors do. They don't require a lot of hand-holding for the most part. They take to the technology and the study material pretty quickly, and they absorb it with no trouble at all because they've already learned all the ground rules and learned the ropes, so to speak, by working on their ham radio projects.
Absolutely. Well, there's a growing glut of people who know how to operate computers, but a very big need for people that can actually work on them physically, aren't there?
Yeah, that's very true. And it seems like today they buy a computer, one little thing goes wrong, they just pitch the whole thing and buy another one. And, you know, I have to admit, I've been guilty of some of that myself. But many of these things, problems can be addressed and solved, and it's not always a software issue. There are a lot of software people out there. Boy, when it comes to working on the hardware, it takes some skills that are going to take some time to learn, but you can do it.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. I'll see you in a few hours.
Thanks, John. See you after a while. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, we got a top-hour break. We're back with my pastor, Pastor Evan Bell, pastor of the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.